Hello, and welcome to Bella's Read-Along. Today, Bella will be reading The Good Egg by Jory John and Pete Oswald, the creators of The Bad Seed. Here's Bella.
Hello, guys. Today, I'll be reading The Good Egg. Oh, hello. I was just rescuing this cat. Know why? Because I'm a good egg. A very good egg. It's true. I do all kinds of good things, like I'll carry your groceries, I'll water your plants, I'll change your tires, I'll paint your house. If you need any help whatsoever, I'm your egg. I've always been a good egg. It's been this way from the start, even in my earliest days back at the store. There were a dozen of us living together under one recycled roof. There's Meg and Peg and Greg, Clegg, Shell, Shelly, Sheldon, Shelby, Egbert, Frank, and other Frank. The other 11 eggs weren't on their best behavior. They weren't exactly good. They ignored their bedtime. They only ate sugary cereal. They threw tantrums, cried for no reason, broke their stuff on purpose. Jeez. Meanwhile, I tried to take charge. I tried to fix their bad behavior. I tried to keep the peace because I was a good egg, a very good egg. Nobody seemed to care, though. Every night I was exhausted. My head felt scrambled. Then one fateful morning, I noticed some cracks in my shell. Yikes. They were everywhere. My doctor said it was from all the pressure I was putting on myself. The pressure of making sure everybody was as good as me. I was cracking up. Literally. Something had to change. I've had enough. I told Meg, Peg, Greg, Clegg, Shell, Shelly, Sheldon, Shelby, Egbert, Frank, and other Frank that I was leaving. Can't be the only good egg in a bad carton, I said. Blah, 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 they replied. I left that night. I wandered from town to town. The hours became days, the days became weeks. I grew a beard, I lost track of time. I was alone. Out there on the road under the stars, I really tried to focus on myself and what I needed. And he cut off all of his beard. Sunset. I took walks, I read books, I floated in the river. I wrote in my journal, I found simple moments to be quiet. I breathed in, breathed out. I even started painting. For once, I found time for me. And guess what? Little by little, the cracks in my shell started to heal. My head had no longer felt scrambled. I started to feel like myself again. So I've made a big decision. I'm returning to my old carton and my friends. Besides, I'm kind of lonely out here. This time I know what I need to do. I'll try not to worry so much. I'll be good to my fellow eggs while also being good to myself. Self-love. Here we go, he said. Everybody missed me. I miss them too. Hello, Meg. Howdy, Peg. Hey, Greg. Greetings, Clegg. What's up, Shell? Ola, Shelly. Hey, oh, Sheldon. Hi, Shelby. Good day, Egbert. What's happening, Frank? How do you do, other Frank that we hate? Sure, every once in a while, everybody's still a bit bad. But it's not like before. Here's what I realize. The other eggs aren't perfect, and I don't have to be either. I'm okay with that. And I looked happy. Well, I used a death hazard. Slide down the stairs. Yep, the old carton is back together again. We're a solid dozen. The true underwear on my spot. It's good to be home. The end. Thank you for listening to Bella's Read Along. Bye. Have a good night, day, / afternoon.